Dmitry, FAFSA is the gateway to nearly $150 billion in federal aid available from the U.S. Department of Education through loans, grants, need-based scholarships, and work study. By filing the FAFSA, you're also applying for financial aid available from state governments and most colleges and universities. Now, the filing period for the 2022-2023 academic year started at the beginning of October and runs for 21 months. But don't wait, because a lot of financial aid is awarded on a first-come, first-served basis or has very early deadlines, in some cases as early as February or March. Students who file the FAFSA sooner tend to get more aid.
How long does it take to fill out the FAFSA form?
Well, once you have all the documents you need, such as income statements and tax returns, it should take less than an hour to fill out the form the first time. It gets faster in future years. Remember, you can't get financial assistance unless you ask for it, and billions of dollars in free financial aid are left on the table every year because students and families don't file the FAFSA form. One big reason given is we make too much money and would never qualify. Financial aid experts told Checkbook that is rarely the case. Financial assistance is available for a variety of income, so it's best to apply.
Can you file the form even before you've applied to any schools?
Yeah, you actually can. The form has space for 10 colleges or universities you're interested in attending. The government forwards your information to those institutions and the schools respond to you. You can add or remove schools at any time. And by finding out how much financial assistance is available early in the process, you can make an informed decision about the out-of-pocket costs needed to attend each school that's on your list.
Are you required to accept the financial aid if you apply for it?
No, and a lot of people erroneously believe that must be the case. If they apply for it, they have to accept it. You control the process. You decide what, if any, financial aid offers you accept. That's why there's no harm in applying.
Is financial aid negotiable?
It can be. If you find a school you like and the math doesn't work out, talk to them about the financial assistance they've offered. They may have, in some cases, some flexibility. You've got nothing to lose by asking. According to a survey done by Sallie Mae, families that receive financial aid and ask for more had their requests approved 71% of the time. So it certainly is worth asking.
You mentioned the hour-long process, and more than that, you got to get your documents together. Do you need to do this every year that you're in school?
Yeah, you do. Any financial aid you receive is only for the upcoming school year. You need to file a new FAFSA form every year you're in school and want some help. And there's no guarantee the assistance offered will be similar from one year to the next. Some schools offer more assistance to incoming students. That's something to keep in mind as you do that affordability check.
And as you noted in your Checkbook story, FAFSA uses the previous year's federal tax returns. Maybe your financial situation has changed during the pandemic. What should you do in that case?
Yes, absolutely. Be sure to tell the financial aid office about a job loss or significant income change and alert them to any special circumstances that are not reflected in the FAFSA form, such as damage to your house due to wildfire, flooding, or storms with all the crazy weather we've had. The financial aid office may be able to make adjustments based on your specific circumstances.
And lastly here, FAFSA is only one way to get the money you need to go to college. What other options are around?
Yeah, FAFSA provides access to financial aid based on your financial need. There are also merit-based scholarships, which consider factors such as educational achievement, community service, or special talent, such as athletics, or even professional goals. Scholarships are available from colleges and universities, of course, but also civic groups, nonprofit organizations, and numerous corporations. There are also scholarships dedicated to various demographics, such as women, military families, minority groups, as well as students with various medical conditions. Sites such as FastWeb and the College Board's Big Future make it easy to find the scholarships you may want to pursue. If you need more help, I suggest you talk to your school guidance counselor or the financial aid officer at the school you want to attend. And one final tip, Dmitry, watch out for scams. Steer clear of any company or website that charges a fee to find scholarship money. Scholarship applications are always free, and you never have to pay money to find them or apply for them. If someone wants money, it's a scam. Walk away.